Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Arts and Artists, presented by Daniela Konstantinova, in which we commemorate Bulgarian painter of genius Zlatko Bujagijev. Happen to take a walk along the meandering cobbled streets of the old town of Plovdiv, you cannot possibly miss the house of Dr. Stoyan Chumakov in Sabona Street, built in 1860 in the National Revival style. Over time, it was the residence of Tsar Ferdinand and later an orphanage, a tobacco storehouse and a library. In 1984, the house was transformed into a museum of a Bulgarian artist of genius, Zlatko Bujagijev. He was born on the 22nd of October 1903 in the village of Brezovo in the Plovdiv region and died at 72. Village life was central to his works. He graduated the National Academy of Art in Sofia and then became a teacher in Plovdiv. More about the great painter from the director of the Zlatko Bujagijev Museum House, Севлия Тодорова.
В този период, когато 32 до 51 година,
the first creative period of the artist that went on from 1932 to 1951 was in tune with the classical and neoclassical styles. He joined various collective exhibitions and got a few good reviews for his work. In 1939, he went on a trip to Italy that influenced his method. In that country, he came in touch with pre-Renaissance and Renaissance art. During his earliest period, the artist explored the classical and icon painting techniques, clearly displayed in his work Diptych. In other pieces, he used techniques aligned with Expressionism, and the works from his Brezovo cycle are influenced by 16th and 17th century Flemish art, said Севлия Тодорова. The glory of Zlatko Bujagijev grew. Apart from fine art, he also engaged in applied art. His workload increased when he started a project for the decoration of the nitrogenous fertilizers plant in Dimitrovgrad, southern Bulgaria, explains Севлия Тодорова. In 1951, at age 48, Zlatko Bujagijev was stricken by a brain stroke that paralyzed his right hand. He lost his speech and could no longer read. During his illness and recuperation, he was firmly supported by wife Tsena. She helped him in the efforts to talk again and to start writing with his left hand. Little by little, from words, he switched to sketches and later on to the oil technique, says Севлия Тодорова. In 1953, Zlatko Bujagijev started painting landscapes of Old Town Plovdiv again. The artist's style was fully transformed. His wife remarked that he switched to a different color range. During his first period, he was focused on complex color combinations, while during the second one, he used mostly warm, bright tints and displayed naivety of style. Instead of classical painting without even a trace of the brush, he started to use a broken expressive line and layering of paint, which is not typical of the first classical period, but rather of Impressionism. Late artist Joan Leviev, however, opposed the division of Zlatko Bujajiv's work into periods. His interview is kept at the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Audio Archives.
Има един единствен художник, Злати Бояджиев, и преди удара, и след удара. Просто мануално, понеже той смени...
There is only one artist, Zlatko Bujajiev, before and after the brain stroke. Once he had to switch from the right to the left hand, his art became more nervous and closer to Van Gogh painting. But if you explore his works, you will come across the same spiritual charge and message coming straight from the village and earth, argued Joan Leviev. One remarkable piece by Zlatko Bujajiev is the Batak Massacre. It took the painter about 2 years before the brain stroke to paint the canvas. The final strokes, though, were added after the stroke. There is another work that is telltale of Zlatko Bujajiev's drama, and it is a self-portrait, Sevlia Todorova says.
Много характерно за този период е неговата работа автопортрет, в която...
His self-portrait from that period is remarkable. In it, his message is about the hard creative path that he traveled from the virtuoso skill to paint with the right hand to expression with the left hand. In the self-portrait painted frontally, Zlatko Bujajiev recreated his left and right halves in different styles. This was his way to tell us that regardless of hardships, art invariably empowers and inspires.